because you are watching a master at work.
This is episode 3, My Hypothesis Podcast. Yeah, you know what time it is. Since recording episode 1 last month, Lake Lanier, more people have died. So 3 died this past weekend, 2 drowned and 1 electrocuted. The men are believed to have drowned in separate weekend incidents on the lake in Hall County. Another man died after being electrocuted after jumping into a Lake Lanier in Forsyth County.
The victim, identified as 24-year-old Thomas Milner, jumped off of a family dock into the lake, but then he was heard screaming shortly after. DNR says electricity was coming from a nearby power box. A neighbor came to shut off the power and pulled Milner out of the water. He was taken to Northside Forsyth Hospital, where he later died.
The search continued Sunday for the swimmer who went missing Saturday in Lake Lanier. So y'all do know there's a town, like, under that lake, right? Power probably still on and all. Hear me out. I don't know what the fascination is with like dying or the thrill of coming close to death, but after going countless nights without sleep, I finally came up with a conclusion. Stay the fuck out of that lake. And that was French. Y'all like my accent? But they supposedly have a Netflix movie coming out in September next month about Lake Lanier. We'll see what they share. Because something that I recently found out too, if I'm not mistaken, Usher, the R&B singer, Usher, baby, they call him U-S-H-E-R-R. Let me stop. But one of his sons, I guess, ended up dying in Lake Lanier. And I think Usher's wife wanted it drained so they can see what's down there. But we know what's down there. It's all about if they want the world to know what's down there. Who cloned Tyrone? A Netflix movie starring Jamie Foxx. Has brought out all the conspiracy theories since he disappeared for a long time and was fighting for his life in the hospital.
You don't find that suspicious? You don't find that suspicious?
Here's what Jamie had to say.
And I know a lot of people were waiting, you know, or wanting to hear updates, but to be honest with you, I just didn't want you to see me like that, man. You know, I want you to see me laughing, having a good time, partying, cracking a joke, doing a movie, television show. I didn't want you to see me with tubes running out of me and trying to figure out if I was gonna make it through. I went to hell and back, and my road to recovery had some potholes as well. But I'm coming back. And I'm able to work, so I want to thank the people that let me work. And I just want to like say I love everybody, and I love all of the love that I got.
Now, me personally, I think he should have made Wanda face from Living Color. He should have probably did the face. I know for a fact the clone can't do that. But shout out to you, Jamie. Hope you have a speedy recovery. In Montgomery, Alabama, the famous riverfront brawl took place. In the video, you can see a group of white men jumping a black security guard. But what was said to have happened was the group of white men, they parked their smaller boat near the dock in an illegal place where the big boats usually park at. So he asked them to move it. And they said, nah, we want to throw these.
What the hell? That was
God.
The funny thing about that video is they had no idea they was gonna be fighting Captain Planet that day. When he threw his hat, he called Earth. Earth. That hat trick took me out, though. I'm not even going to lie to you. But when he called Earth, you saw Wind and Fire show up shortly after that. You know what I mean? In the longer videos, you see Wind and Fire show up after that. One of the guys who swam across the riverfront to the action, that was hard. And when their powers combined, they was Captain Planet. So while y'all was focused on that riverfront brawl in Alabama, it's going viral everywhere. Something that wasn't going viral that I don't hear anybody talking about, which I don't know why. A whistleblower has come out and said that the government has been covering up alien life in a recent hearing inside court. I don't hear nobody talking about that.
Has the U.S. government become aware of actual evidence of extraterrestrial, otherwise unexplained forms of intelligence? And if so, when do you think this first occurred?
I like to use the term non-human. I don't like to denote origin. Keeps the aperture open, both scientifically. Right. Certainly, like I've discussed publicly previously, 1930s.
Okay.
So my thing is this, right? Why now? 2023, people have been talking about UFOs as long as I remember. But like, why now? Why you want to come out now? Like, what them aliens done said? What kind of ultimatum they done gave you, them aliens? Well, like my family say, what kind of ultra tomato they done gave you? Y'all know I'm just joking. Y'all know I ain't got no sense. My only thing is this, right? If they do decide to come back and they decide to do us filthy or whatever they decide, if y'all could just please show up before I pay rent. Because I ain't gonna lie, if I pay rent, I'm gonna be tight. Y'all show up the next day after that. Or even if y'all show up in the middle of the month, I want my full worth. I like to stretch my dollar. Not that you care, sir. Non-binary, sir. I don't know if y'all have genders as aliens. Them aliens probably tired of all these apartment complexes. He's like, y'all don't got no trees no more. Y'all smoking them all up. Y'all just keep building more and more apartment complexes. You can't breathe in apartment complexes. Or they're probably mad about them Dollar Generals, how they didn't update them colors. Look like you're in the 80s. You got to wear a mullet to go inside there. Now, I never watched baseball. Ever, ever. But like Cole said, all of a sudden you pop on my line. I think that your type is hard to define. You could turn water to wine. White Sox Tim Anderson and Guardians Jose Ramirez trade punches during a brawl at Progressive Field. Not going to lie, I thought it was hockey at first. Like when I'm seeing two people fight, because you rarely see people fight in sports. You know what I mean? When I looked at the field and I saw it was grass and then I saw the last name. When I saw that, I said, nah, baby, this ain't hockey now. Not sure what was said, but according to the video, a fight was the only thing agreed upon.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight!
Tim Anderson of the White Sox was suspended 6 games, and Jose Ramirez from the Guardians was suspended for 3 games. Which is, I don't know, I got to look more into that, which is a little bit different. Now, White Sox, y'all got to put in extra details when scrubbing Tim Anderson's back pockets. My fault, family. Bite pockets. Because they got a little dirty. Jose ducked his head through the overhand right and dropped him right on second base.
Reach for the sky.
And then turned around and got 3 less games for a suspension. How they say now? Couldn't be me. He felt like his leg was boiled for 8 to 10 minutes before the fight. A Japanese man has transformed himself into a dog. Known as Toku, the transformation procedure to become a human dog costed him 2 million yen, or $22,000. Modeled after a collie dog, it reproduces the appearance of a real dog walking on 4 legs. Here's a statement that he put. He put, I became a collie, fulfilling a dream I had since I was a little child to be an animal. People have too much time on their hands. Here I am trying to get more hours out of the day, and people apparently got unlimited hours in their days. I got some news for you, man. Hate to burst your bubble, but even though you're a dog now, that light bill, rent, mortgage, whatever other bills you pay, still showing up in your government name. You might, but I'm a collie now. They coming in at government, and the moment you don't pay them, you're going to see how much of a dog you really is. I think you should get the full experience of being a dog. Me personally, I think you should look into how you can age like a dog. Because I think you should get the full blown. If that's your dream as a kid, I think you should look in how to speed up. You know what I mean? You age every 7 years, 7 to 1. The ratio, it's only fair, right? I must admit, though, you've inspired me so much that I'm going to use my tax money to buy one of them pit bull costumes. I'm going to become a pit bull so we can shoot Homeward Bound 3. You know what I mean? That was much anticipated. People always waited on that movie. We just got to find somebody to buy the cat costume. Somebody to be the cat. Homeward Bound 3, let me know. You got that type of money to throw around. No lie though, but if you was in Florida, they'll probably try to baker at you, doggy. Please make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. I never seen the image.
is more clearer. I never felt the end more nearer. I can finally see myself in the mirror. I can finally see myself in the mirror. Reach for the stars, little Jody, so you can land on a cloud.
Land on a cloud.
Just be a star, little Jody. You'll stand out in the crowd.